Michael Kent Jr., spring break.
A mile fine for him. Does look a nice way for him today. But you can sit about with some confidence given his late closing splits last run.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Spring break clear, though, over the final stages. Three for Yendall.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Spring break yesterday for us. The Price Kent Jr. Yard, magnificent work. We took the 2:15 early. I think it was backed into about $1.90 in the end. So a good push and a great performance by Dean Yendall, who just rode winner after winner after winner yesterday at Hamilton. So well done to him. We've got two meetings today, as I mentioned before the break, at Echuca and Sandown. There's plenty of grass to chat about with you, Adam White.
There is. Two track managers. Firstly, Kane McCartan at Sandown. Kane, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Geez, you could have done whatever you wanted on that track last night with the moon. You wouldn't have had any illumination required at all.
Yeah, it was very bright. I didn't sort of notice until I got this morning, around 5-ish, and she was still out and in full force.
Yeah, it was amazing. So what have you had to do with the track this week? Because you've had some hot days and there's a little bit of rain around, but not a lot.
Yeah, not a great deal of rain, in contrast to the last couple of meetings, that's for sure. But so I had to irrigate this track, which is sort of, you know, I suppose it's a bit of a change. But anyway, we got there and put 8 mil out yesterday, and obviously on the second lap this morning, and she's come up a good 4.
Okay, good 4. Penetrometer?
We don't do
that. Oh, that's right. Sorry, going stick. No, sorry, going sorry. Stick, that's an unforced error. Sorry.
So both are in the 8-metre position, so we've pushed it out another 4 metres from the last meeting, which was on hill 4. So a bit of minor scuffing on the fence, probably inside 4.5, 5 metres up the straight from those previous couple of meetings where horses have naturally gone wider to make some ground. But other than that, it's a good clean cover of grass, and she should present well by 3:20 this afternoon.
All right. And as I said, get that clarification, the going sick number?
Yeah, so it's 8.8 this morning, and she's 9.3.
8.8 and then 9.3.
Oh, shear. Love a shear.
Kane, thank you. We'll catch you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so that is Kane McCartan at Sandown. Now, Anthony Pelly at Echuca. Oh, it's been hot up at Echuca recently. Anthony, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not good, too bad. What's the temperature today?
Only 24 today, which is coolest day we've had in a while, so should be good.
Yeah. Well, how much water have you had to put on the track over the last week or so?
So I put 45 mils out for the week. So we had 1.5 mils of rain yesterday, and then that was sort of about lunchtime yesterday, and then I put another 5 mil out yesterday afternoon. So the Penno come up 5.26, and we're on a good 4.
Okay, 5.26, good 4, and rail?
In the true, yeah. We haven't raced here since Melbourne Cup Day, so pretty good clean cover all the way across and should be good.
Fantastic, Anthony. We'll speak to you again soon.
Good on you. Thanks, boys.
Anthony Pelly there at Echuca. Righto, so 2 meetings to get our teeth into today. Robbie Griffiths is heading to Sandown with...
It's not Robbie Griffiths.
No, it is.
It's the red-hot Robbie Griffiths.
Oh, my apologies. The red-hot Robbie Griffiths is part of the newly formed Griffiths to Cock. Training combination has got a good hand today at Sandown. Tony joins us. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, Haas. Morning, Marty.
Sorry, Red Hot Robbie. Good morning, Red Hot Robbie. Great to have you with us. And going through some of your runners today, it is Red Hot Robbie sort of stuff. This combination's going beautifully. Race 4, number 6, Rutherford Braindham, our last time out at, was at Geelong, yes. Sat sort of midfield, Robbie, just behind the speed there, and then Braindham at the end over the 1125. Up to the 1,000 up in, back to the 1,000 up in grade. Is that going to work?
We believe so, yeah. His mum was a specialist at this sort of track and distance, and we believe that we can replicate that formula with him. So that's the plan. So we're thinking that it can work today or this evening.
Similar sort of racing pattern, just sitting midfield and then just whooshing late at the long straight there at Sandown?
Yeah, we've kept him pretty fresh since his win at Geelong, and although he's up in grade and back in distance, the long run in Hillside has to offer. We think the formula can work, so that's the plan.
All right, so that's race 4, number 6, Rutherford. Race 6, number 9, Lady Doro is also a last start winner who really accelerated beautifully at Traralgon and ended up clearing out by 2.5 lengths for Maxie Allen. Second up today in this campaign. As good a performance to go again today because it's up in grade, up in class?
Yeah, it's drawn a little tricky. One of the key chances is drawn directly inside, so they're both in the same situation. She's prepared well for this with a nice trial last Monday, and she's in really good order, come on well since her resuming win at Traralgon in the lesser grade, and I think she'll like the extra distance, so there's a few pluses there. Just needs a little luck from that awkward barrier. but I'd like to think that the way she's trained in front of Matt and I at Cranbourne, that she'll give us a good run, yeah.
All right, so Lady Dora, race 6, number 9. Race 7, number 13, Collectible, has drawn a better gate. Barrier 5 has been in work for a long time, this horse. Robbie, have you kept this mare in work?
No, she actually likes being in training. When you see her in the yard today, she doesn't look like she's anywhere near tired. She's got a great cover of condition on her, and she likes being around the stable, and she'll present beautiful, and she's come off a really good run during the carnival in the English bracelet. She's a bit of a scallywag in terms of she's not a punter's pal. She tends to not find the winner's stall very often. She's a bit of a run-on horse, but her last start to run only a length and a quarter behind Group 2 performers at level weights, you know, you think she'd just win easily in a race like this, and you can see why she's early favourite with the Oliver on board on the minimum weight in a beautiful sort of race for her, 1800 Sandown Hillside. So she's entitled to be favourite, and she ticks a lot of boxes today, and hopefully she can be the winner for her and her followers and owners, including myself, who's part owner with everyone. And really, she should be, but for some reason, she doesn't tend to find the winner's stall. But hopefully today, with all those boxes ticked, she should be able to. She's done everything right at home, and there's a lot in her favour. The only negative is that, you know, she's just, for whatever reason, she doesn't tend to find the winner's stall a lot. But there is things in her favour today.
All right, that's race 7, number 13, Collectible. And then you get last one, race 8, number 4, King Magnus, who's drawn the car park. But, geez, a good campaign so far. Two wins on the trot, and hoping to go to make it 3 in a row today.
Yeah, let's hope so. He's got a great winning culture. He's a great athlete in terms of wanting to win, and he's had two runs back and both been in the winner's stall. And I was talking to Dean Lester about him because he's drawn very, very negative in the 15, but that's the challenge, barrier 15 and 60 kilos. But Dino seems to think that with an ounce of good fortune, we might be able to sneak into a reasonable position. And if we can do that under the guidance of Maxi Allen, we might be able to get a fair and a reasonable run. And that being the case, he's such a genuine competitor in form, we might be able to get the right run to once again hold our form. So as you can see, he's got the 1-1 next to his name, and he's pleased us at home. So hopefully we can do well again. He won't be $25 like he was last start, but he certainly is in the mix for sure.
$5.50 at the tab at the moment. What's your best today, Robbie?
Oh, I'm going to stick with Rutherford, our first one, first cab off the rank. I like the way he's pleased us at home. He's given Matt and I all the right indicators that he's going to be the one out of the team. They're a good lineup though. We're pleased with all of them, so there'd be no harm in having a little all-up place on all of them. But certainly, I think Rutherford, first cab off the ranks, the one for mine.
We'll take the $5 and we'll run, I reckon, Robbie. Appreciate that. Have a great day today.
You're on your half. Thank you.
Robbie, Red Hot Robbie from the Griffiths-Decock combination. Greg Urell's got 3 at Echuca and 1 at Sandown. Joins us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Going all right. Thank you, buddy. Race 1, number 3. Only 6 horses going around. Disturbing is first up for you today. What do you think?
Yeah, well, she should get a good run in this race. I mean, she had only 6, so but look, she's in good order. She certainly had plenty of foundation leading into this, and you know, she's certainly got ability, this filly, so if she can take to the races, I'm sure she's going to be competitive.
It's race 1, number 3, Disturbing. Race 2, number 3, Solos Altus, is back after 213 days in the paddock and building up to this point over the 1,200 metres today. It's been average at this stage, and it's 3 runs today. What do you think today?
Yeah, well, we sort of have to take the average out of it if we can. he has been average, but look, he's always sort of given us enough confidence here at home to think that, you know, it's a race is within its grasp. So he's had a bit of time, as we know. He's been out, and all the right things have been done for him. So, but he's come in. His prep's been good. I've sort of been happy enough with his trials. He's got blinkers on. I think I'd expect him to run a much more forward race and better race for us today. So I'm hoping, but I just hope he's not ruining the form and thinks that's enough, but it certainly isn't. But look, he should run better. It's as simple as that.
Righto. And that's Solis Orders, race 2, number 3. Race 5, number 5, King Lenny, is second up today after a 5th at Pakenham. Was a bit off him there at Pakenham. Can we improve today?
Yeah, well, it's strangely enough, I didn't think the run was that bad. It it reads poorly, but I sort of learned a bit from him, and I think the step up to the 14 will be good. He'll appreciate the firmer track today. I have no doubt about that. So been happy, you know, very happy with him since he's run at Packman. His work's been good. And I think he leads into this pretty good. I'm certainly expecting a much better race out of him today. And as I said, I didn't think, under the circumstances of Packman, I thought he hung on okay. And the 14 will suit. So, yeah, I think we can jump up a rung today.
Right. And the last one is at Sandown, race 8, number 6, Ototo. What's Ototo's chances today?
Yeah, well, he's a tricky customer. He just really hasn't been sort of getting back to what we expected with this horse. You know, third at Cranbourne was okay. I mean, I thought he really had the opportunity to put that race away, but he just sort of the last 100 just hit the line just. Plenty of ability to this horse, but his application is just lacking a little bit at the moment. So we're hoping that, yeah, that can change a bit today too.
What's your best today, Greg?
Well, look, I'm Luna Delaney. I quite like what he's been doing at home, so I'm hoping he can get the job done, and that certainly would please me.
Righto, race 4, number 5, King Lenny at Echuca today. Good luck, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Good, guys. Thank you.